Hey, hey, and welcome to Daddy Mojo. It's the podcast where we'll talk about parenting, all-age comic books, toys, and more. Now, here's your host, Trey Burley.
Hello, it's Trey with Daddy Mojo. Thanks for checking out the podcast this week. We are talking twos. We're talking two Scoobies, two Archies, a whole lot of Walt Disney, a graphic novel that you want to check out, and a whole lot more. That's this week on the podcast. If you like what you're hearing in the background, you can hear more of it without the interference of my voice. It's over at Free Music Archives, and you want to look for Halloween. I realize we're a little late for Halloween, but we were looking for some really cool surf music, and these cats fit the bill, and they've got a whole bunch of stuff over there. So what's new in All Age Comics this week? There is a graphic novel that we just kind of stumbled across, and it comes out this week, and it looks fabulous. It's called Tree Mail, and it's from the folks over at Dark Horse. And the premise behind Tree Mail is this. It's about Rudy, who's a frog, and he wants to become an animal that delivers mail to the other animals on his island. He lives on Popomoco Island, and Rudy just wants to be a mail carrier pigeon. Well, not really a pigeon, but he wants to deliver the mail. He wants the job of delivering the mail. What? How cute is this? I've seen some of the artwork. And it really looks just so stinking cute. You just want to go give it a hug and say, come here. Come under my blanket. Come share the nice, cool pillow with me. It's done by Mike Raitt and Brian Smith. The name may be familiar with you because it's from the creative team behind Finding Nemo, Losing Dory. And it looks just really fabulous. And what it is, this is a great example of graphic novel as art form. Because it's something that was previously unreleased that is really going to be attractive to young readers or kids who are 7 and up. Plus, it looks really just so much fun. It kind of has art that is reminiscent of Schoolhouse Rock meets just a little bit of Adventure Time. It's Tree Mail, and it's a brand new graphic novel. Comes out this week. You know, Archie Comics, they've got two versions of Archie that are running simultaneously. One is the rebooted Archie. That's in the monthly comic book form. That's done by Archie Comics. And this is done with great. It was relaunched with great fanfare about 14 months ago, and it really is a great comic book for boys or girls. Girls are going to like it more, but boys are going to be hip to it also. The art is much more contemporary. They're still in Riverdale. Everybody's still the same. I mean, Archie, he's still got the band. Jughead still likes hamburgers. Everybody's the same, but they're much more modern. They're contemporary, and they're drawn in a much more realistic fashion. Archie 14 comes out this week, and also this week, Archie Comic Super Special number 7. Now, this is the thicker anthology that has the classic Archie, Veronica, Betty, has the classic characters the way you remember them, I'll say from the 80s, 90s, and 70s, the ones that haven't changed. It's 100 pages, my goodness. So it's a really big, thick one, and you'll find this one at, say, supermarket checkouts, also at your comic book store, and it's got the very classic Christmas colors, red, green, there's a Christmas tree, Archie's in front of it. So if you're more of a classic Archie person, you're going to want to check out Archie Comics Super Comic Special. Comes out this week. It's number 7. Also in humor, all-age comic books this week, it's a fine time to be your Disney person. Can I get a woot-woot for my Disney people out there? It's funny to think that 2 years ago there was nothing Disney in comic books for the most part. But this week you've got Disney Darkwing Duck, Disney Princesses, Mickey Mouse number 14, and Uncle Scrooge number 20. They're all out this week, plus one other one that really looks fabulous that we're going to take a look at in a minute. Of these comics, you've got Uncle Scrooge and Mickey Mouse on IDW. They've got a retail price of $3.99. And the other two Disney books, Disney Princesses number 7 and Disney Darkwing Duck number 6, they're on Joe Books. They are $2.99. Where did you find this podcast from? Was it Stitcher? Automatic, iTunes, who knows where. If you'd be so kind as to leave a rating on it on your system, that'd be super, so we can know what you're looking out for. In superheroes this week, it is a skinny week for superheroes. Really is, but there are two books, plus one book I want to plug again, that is so fabulous it may have just flown under your radar. Brand new this week is Marvel Universe Guardians of the Galaxy. It's the Digest Trade Paperback Volume 3. coming in at the very affordable price of $7.99. Now, this is the All Ages Guardians of the Galaxy. It collects issues 9 through 12 of the always dependable series from Marvel, just like the Disney XD series, basically in comic book form. So your kids are going to love this. It's fabulous. Groot is awesome. Rocket Raccoon. Everybody's there. And this is great for any age. It is Marvel Universe Guardians of the Galaxy Digest. Trade paperback. Wordy title. Great comic book. Also out this week is one that you can disregard the rating on the comic book. You know how comic books have a rating like recommended for. Disregard it. It's Unbeatable Squirrel Girl. This is issue number 14, and it's rated T for teen, according to Marvel, but it's a great comic. I think it's rated T mainly because Squirrel Girl sometimes has some teen-oriented issues and problems, but for the most part, this is a great comic book for anybody ages 8 and up. In this issue, it's Squirrel Girl hooking up with Ant-Man in a kind of a superhero team-up way, where she goes down to Ant-Man's size. And it looks funny. Unbeatable Squirrel Girl number 14, ages 8 and up. You will love it. And this is a comic book that came out last week, but it is so awesome, and there are so few superhero books out this week. It's worth mentioning that book again to emphasize how important superheroes are to the genre of all-age comic books. It came out last week. It's Batman, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Adventures. It's from IDW and DC Comics. And it is awesome. Really blew away our expectations. We've got a separate review of this comic because it's so good. It deserved its own little write-up, so we did that. And it's on the site over at daddymojo.net. And it's great because it's the all-age version of both heroes. You're used to seeing the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in their all-ages monthly series, The Adventures on IDW. However, Batman really doesn't do much in comic book form, so it's neat to see him. Granted, Batman does some stuff in the all-ages print market. He's got some really cool books from Capstone Publishing, but very, very rarely appears in comic books. So awesome! This is really fun stuff. In this one, they hook up, and there's some sort of, I'll call it magic window, that has let the criminals out of Arkham Prison, and they get transported to New York where the Turtles are. So the Turtles are dealing with all of Batman's nemesis, and Batman is going, what's going on here? Nobody's in Arkham? And it's awesome. It's a 6-issue miniseries. It's $3.99, and it has 23 pages, I think. So it's a little more than what we would like to spend on a comic book, but every page, every panel is great. It's worth checking out. It's Batman, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Adventures. It came out last week. But it is awesome. It's the week before Thanksgiving, and maybe you're a teen and you're about to go on a road trip to someplace that maybe you don't want to go to, and you need a comic book to kind of kill some time once you're there and in the car on the journey to the country or wherever you're going. Here are two really cool books that are great for ages 13 and up, and vice versa, all you aunts and uncles, granddads, grandmoms. These two comics, they're going to fit the need for your teen who wants something that's cool, but that's going to fly just under radar. In other words, it's not the populist Batman, Superman stuff. This is cool, kind of cutting-edge cool. Yeah, it is. He-Man and Thundercats. This is issue number 2 of the miniseries. There are 6 of these coming out. We checked out the first one, and it's in no way great for young kids. 13 and up is really the basement for this. However, the art is fabulous. It's really, it's throwback. So moms and dads who grew up in the 80s, you're going to dig this too, because it really brings in everything that He-Man had that was cool back in the 80s. It's got everything that you remember, but it's a brand new story that meshes the two franchises together, and the art is really fantasy-tastic. I just made that word up. But it's great art, and it's a little graphic because you're talking about swords, you're talking about impaling. So kids, teens, 13 and up, you're going to love it. He-Man, Thundercats, 2 of 6, is out this week. Hey, also for the teens is this one, and this one is maybe 13, possibly even 14 up. It's a little more graphic, but the art in this is so beautiful. It's Kong of Skull Island, issue number 5, again of 6, just coincidentally. And it kind of coincides with the movie coming out next year, Kong Skull Island. What is this about, and how can I describe it other than saying it's definitely for 13 or even 14 up? And it's a little violent, it's a little jungle, but for old school monster fans who like King Kong, you're going to love this. It is beautiful stuff with some of the most fabulous art that you've seen in comics this year. Really, it's Kong of Skull Island, issue number 5. Those two are for the teens. Now then, let's take things back about 9 years and witness Donald Quest. It's interesting because it kind of brings about a couple images, like brings about Johnny Quest and Doctor Who, and to an extent, both are correct. Donald Quest is a new miniseries from IDW that brings Donald Duck into the steampunk world. Of course, he drags Mickey Mouse along for the ride as well. This is issue number 1, Hammer of Magic. And what's neat is that this is a series that's going to really attract 5-year-old and up kids. Our 5-year-old's going to want to read this. Can he read it? No, but he likes Donald Duck. So it's going to be right up his alley. The Beagle Boys, everything about this title interests me. And in a way, it's great also for like 5 to 8-year-olds, because once kids get to be about 6 or 7, they kind of lose track in Mickey Mouse to an extent. And that's partially because Mickey Mouse is for younger kids. They haven't figured out that magic age between 7 and 10, how to market Mickey Mouse and the rest of his friends accurately. So this could be one avenue towards it. And also coming up next year on Disney Junior, you've got a new series that's going to up the ante just a little bit also, Mickey and the Roadster Racers. We got a sneak preview of it this past weekend. It's about 2 or 3 years older than Mickey Mouse Clubhouse, like the classic show that every kid in the past 2 generations has grown up with. But it's older than that because it features the Mickey Mouse gang drag racing. Side story. Comes out next year, you'll dig it. Donald Quest, that's issue 1 of 5, comes out this week. Another twofer that is out this week is Scooby-Doo. Now, Scooby-Doo Apocalypse is not an all-age comic. Apocalypse came out last week, so we rarely, if ever, mention that series. However, one thing that's great for any age, again, age 5 and up, is this one, Scooby-Doo. Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? This is issue number 75, again from DC Comics. And what's great about this is it's so consistent. Every issue is entertaining, it's fun, and it's only $2.99. In this one, Daphne has to channel her inner warrior princess to help the gang out as they assist on a television show that's being filmed. It's great, man. Our kids love Scooby-Doo, partially because of all the traps that Fred does, the Scooby snacks. This is a classic comic book, and your kids need to get a handle on it. It is Scooby-Doo, Where Are You? Issue 75 comes out this week. Lots of things happening. Coming up in a couple weeks, we're going to give you the top 10 graphic novels, top 10 all-age graphic novels for 2016, and we're even going to have some to give away. That's going to be pretty fun. We're working with some folks in the industry who are going to give us some to give away. That is coming up in a couple of weeks. We are on Twitter all the time. It's at Daddy Mojo, and the email is Trey, T-R-E-Y, at daddymojo.net.
Thanks for listening to Daddy Mojo. Be sure to tune in next time. For more information on any of the things we talked about today, just check out the website, daddymojo.net, or hit us up at Daddy Mojo on social media.